Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 12th, 2009. We are preparing this on a beautiful Tuesday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and we have to both admit the outside is beckoning us to some lawn work today. But we've just prayed that today's message, whenever you may be listening to it, may indeed challenge and, to some degree, bless you. Probably more the challenging type today. It's titled, today's message, Standing Up for Jesus. I suppose a sub-theme would be perseverance. And Brookstein's going to read a rather lengthy text, more than we usually read in the scripture portion, from Matthew 14, verses 6 through 12.
On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced for them and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he ordered that her request be granted and had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who carried it to her mother. John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus.
Well, we're always hesitant to reflect on current worldwide events in this encouragement series. Virtually any day there's newsworthy items that I know some would expect us to comment on. But like many, we keep up with the news, and so much of it is discouraging. Periodically, the report of a gruesome beheading makes the headline news, generally out of the lands of Islam.
A tragic story that surfaced a couple of years ago was the beheading of three girls on the way to their Christian school. They were walking through a cocoa plantation in Sulawesi province. I guess that's the way you pronounce it.
And that would be in Indonesia, by the way. You don't have that context here in the writing.
An area that has a long history of violence between the Muslim and Christians. When they were viciously slain, the attacker's gruesome form of violence was even more reprehensible and barbaric when they placed one of the girls' heads outside of their church.
Well, beheading is, of course, a particular notorious form of brutality, and was the experience of at least two New Testament characters. Throughout the scriptures, the results of sin and the fall are quite evident. We still see those results today.
The daily text records the most prominent beheading in the Bible. It matter-of-factly states that on Herod's birthday, he was tricked into beheading John the Baptist. It is surely among the harder passages to read, learn from, and present spiritual application for God's people, let alone encourage.
Our first reaction tends to be, why would God allow this to happen to a man who had served him so faithfully? There's no answer to that question. But it did happen, and has happened many, many times since. The following thoughts are derived from the fuller context of the situation recorded in both Matthew 14, 1 through 12, and Mark 6, 17 through 29.
In these passages, we find three responses to God's word that is demonstrated by all ages, in all places, and by all people. In fact, you and I are demonstrating one of these three responses.
First of all, John faithfully proclaimed God's word.
And secondly, Herodias, Herod's unlawful wife, stubbornly rejected God's word.
And Herod, well, he was interested and seemed to like to listen to John, but he failed to accept God's word, thus de facto rejecting it. When push came to shove, he ordered the execution of John, whom he knew, we read this in Mark 6, verse 20, to be, and I quote, a righteous and holy man, end quote.
There's an interesting passage toward the end of Revelation concerning faithful witnesses of the Lord. This is in 20 verse 4. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
Well, we ask our listeners, where do you fit in today? And there may be some that just came across this podcast, but I don't expect to have very many readers or listeners that actually live in rejection of God's Word. However, some of you may just be interested and even find our writing somewhat compelling, or you enjoy the photos or music or other items we place up on our website, but you're still undecided about where your allegiance is.
Join us in faithfully proclaiming God's Word. For some of you, this will literally be preaching, but for most, it will be that steady day-by-day proclamation through your life and through your words to individuals and small groups.
There are millions today who, like John the Baptist, are faithfully proclaiming God's Word. And frankly, realistically, some will be beheaded or otherwise die for their uncompromising stand for the Lord, something we can't really grip here in much of the West, where we've had such peace throughout our lifetimes in regard to our freedom of expressing our faith. Well, today, regardless of the price we pay, let us all unashamedly stand up for Jesus.
Let's pray together. Father, we confess that we are weak and fearful people, apart from your Holy Spirit that makes us valiant and strong as we stand up for your righteousness. The conflicting philosophies, the indulgent sinful behaviors of humanity, the worship of creatures rather than our Creator, and the false religions that abound require us to be equipped daily in your spiritual armor. Our struggle is not physical, but spiritual in nature, as the powers of this dark world and the spiritual forces in the heavenly realms battle for our souls. This conflict will not end until we unite with you in heaven, so keep us vigilant and trusting as we do battle with our enemy. You are the captain of our army, and we will be victorious as we follow your every command. Help us to do so, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We pray that each listener, even if you're one just popping by today, will truly, like John, be a faithful proclaimer of God's truth, whatever the cost. Well, today our website, and each day our website, is dailyencouragement.net. We always share that because we always post additional materials we can't convey through the podcast on the site. This is the message we have prepared for Tuesday, May 12th, 2009. We have a beautiful song that we dedicate today to all those suffering for their faith. It's titled Press On by a group we've enjoyed for several years now called Selah. We also have a link to a prominent website regarding suffering Christians. It's actually just persecution.com if you wanted to go through it from this particular podcast, but there's a link on the site today. And this particular website is the website for a great longtime ministry called Voice of the Martyrs. Well, we have a couple of additional thoughts today, including a book that Brooksine has referred to periodically, and I've read part of it. She's read part of it to me, called The Complete Book of Christian Heroes, that deals with martyrdom among so many, both historic and in our modern day. It's always a challenge to read these materials and consider the price that some are paying for their faith in Christ. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to faithfully stand up and proclaim the truth concerning Jesus Christ, again, whatever the cost.